Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a man pulling a vehicle with his bare hands. What's the twist? You're sitting inside of it. That's right. Radio Pulpit is giving you the chance to be one of 10 lucky listeners to be pulled by a strong man while you sit inside the Radio Pulpit vehicle. On the 19th of September, you'll be joining us for a Strongman World Record event. To stand a chance of being one of the 10 lucky passengers, simply send a WhatsApp text with the word passenger, followed by your name and surname to 082-657-2729. As a passenger, you'll be supporting the Radio Pulpit I Am Youth and Child Protection Hotline mission to raise awareness and give guidance to children facing all kinds of challenges. Together, let's encourage hope.
I am so delighted because I have the privilege of interviewing the strongman himself. So Child Protection Hotline will be having a strongman event at South Downs College in Centurion on the 19th of September. And this event will be a world record attempt where Danny will be pulling the Radio Pulpit vehicle, setting a world record. Ba, 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 ba. Danny, how are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
Stand up. Let the people on Facebook see the strong man. I want to do this. It's not playing. Danny, it's been a while.
It unfortunately has. I think it's been what? It feels like years, but it was last year somewhere.
Yeah.
The last time I saw you was on the front page of our magazine.
Yeah. And here we are again. And I'm so excited. But what you told me today, it's shocking what you're dealing with, where young people are concerned. We love the Child Protection Hotline because you're all about our children's safety and empowering them to become a better version of themselves. And so, yeah, what you told me, I am hoping that you will come back because we need to know what's happening in our children's cell phones. I know you spoke about it sometime.
Yes, currently the main topic I get requested to speak at schools about is social media, dangers of being online all the time, because our kids are vulnerable there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, our kids are also very trusting. So they're talking to, interacting with people.
Strangers,
people that have fake accounts, fake profiles. And then they also, unfortunately, when things aren't great at home, the, you know, a compliment means so much more. So somebody complimenting you on your body, for example, somehow gets children to send them nudes. And what I was sharing is, you know, there was the girl is 12 years old and the guy speaking to her currently is 38. And
can you imagine?
He didn't start as 38. When they started chatting, he was a fake profile on Instagram and he was 14. He then jumped to 16. And so he was, with time, adding age.
Yes.
And by that time, unfortunately, she's already sharing with him. So even though she's now upset, he's still her go-to when she had a bad day, because he's now, she's in a,
there's a bond
relationship. Yeah, a trauma bond has been built, and yeah, like they're in a relationship. Whether, you know, you can classify that as a relationship or not. Bad day, that's where she goes for advice and help. And yeah, it's and that's not the only one. There's hundreds and hundreds of cases similar.
But can you share with us a story and inspiration behind you starting the Child Protection Hotline?
Many years ago, I had a few dreams, and I wanted to be Superman. that job was unfortunately taken. I wanted to be James Bond, but then I got a little big.
That one too.
and running in a suit was not going to suit this body. I wanted to be Springbok rugby captain. Unfortunately,
I can imagine it's done.
Unfortunately, they were just people better than me, and I mean I'm happy with that. They put in the effort and the hard work and the hours. I wanted to be a pastor, and then I just wanted to make this world a better place. So, and that's not because I'm great. Mm-hmm. It is being totally inspired by Jesus's path to the cross. That is so inspiring to me. I literally think of his path to the cross, carrying his own cross to his own, let's call it a murder scene. Mm-hmm. That just is something I think about literally every day of my life, mm-hmm. and how helping people and, mm-hmm. and being there for them and carrying for them what they can't carry is just such an inspiration. It's mm-hmm. and that's where it all started. And then I also went through a divorce and you know, it was a messy mm-hmm. divorce, and ex-wife took the kids and at some stage, you know, where I didn't know where they were and all of mm-hmm. that. And in that I realized, but you know what, these kids are vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And we know they're vulnerable, but they're vulnerable. And in that fight for my own kids, so it's very personal for me, child mm-hmm. protection. But in that fight, and my kids are back, I mean, for years now, 6-7 years, I've been divorced for 11 years. So, but in that fight, I realized, yeah, there's a lot of people that don't know what to do next. How do you go? Where do you go? What help is needed? And that inspired. And the first child protection hotline actually turns 5 this month, and we've been working with kids in schools and child protection. Thank you. Yeah. For 14 years in September. So September is this amazing month. And, you know, 14 years in, the first hotline 5 years ago was to literally be that. Mm-hmm. I need help. Where do I go? Mm. And now there's a number. And I don't need to be fancy. I can be a child of 8 or 9 and just WhatsApp and say, you know what? Hi. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Yeah.
What help do you need? How can we help you? Where do you go to school, so that we can assist? And that's the inspiration. The inspiration is to be a voice for the voiceless, but at the same time, mm-hmm. help somebody that they will never remember your name because it was never about me. Mm. It's always about let's be there for someone else. And again, the cross is the inspiration and the path to the cross.
So I think you should explain the services that you offer as the Child Protection Hotline and your connection with Radio Pulpit and the I Am Youth.
Okay, so firstly, our services to children are completely, it's free of charge. Mm. How do we stay afloat? Well, we've got partnerships, including I Am Youth and Radio Pulpit. So it's numbers that are available for a child to ask for help or assistance. But that includes teachers, parents, grandparents, just neighbors saying, listen, this is happening. What should happen next? This is happening. We see this. How can we get help? And our connection with, or the big connection with Radio Pulpit and I'm Youth, actually twofold. One, you guys are the sponsors of our counseling line. So we've got a counseling line that offers free counseling. And we've got a lot of people that request free counseling, and they receive that. And that's amazing. So you can ask for counseling irrelevant of your age, depending on what you're seeking counseling for, will also depend on the consent we need from parents or not need. And it goes all the way to the age of 35, which is absolutely amazing, because a lot of young adults had difficult childhoods and they're still dealing with that trauma. And then you guys also actually help us pay for a counselor that is placed at schools, which is absolutely amazing, because that's our passion. That's where our hearts lies, with these kids at school. And by you guys helping us pay for a counselor at a school, school can't afford it. So you guys are helping us pay for that counselor. And the benefits and the amazing stories of victory and success just from that one school and then one counselor is absolutely amazing.
Now you are known as the strong man. Ba, 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 ba. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey as a strong man, and where and when did that passion start?
Okay, so one thing when you play rugby is you have to gym. And you don't have a choice, because your body takes an absolute beating. So I did not stop.
It's a rough sport.
It's rough. No, it's rough. And it's not just the strongest that do the best, but your body can just sustain so much more. Mm-hmm. And whether that's good or bad for your body, we'll have that discussion when I'm 80. And and when I realized I was not going to play Springbok, I kind of realized that I can stop. And I still play it, you know, at club level and stuff. But then you know – that's not happening. But I enjoy training so much because it's such a discipline.
Mm.
Because if you want to, for example, bench press more, and I hope you know what a bench press is.
No.
I think you're teasing me. You cannot just get into a gym and bench 100 kilograms or whatever. You have to work. So I always tell my boy's 14, I always tell him, you know what, when Dad started, the bar on its own was heavy.
Yeah.
But if I didn't start there, nothing else is possible. And now you build up. So it's such a discipline. It's such an honest thing.
Yeah.
Because if I don't put in the work, I can't lift heavy weights. There's no other way. There's no shortcuts. Oh, you can probably drink weird stuff or inject weird stuff, but that's bad for your health. So I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally hours and hours of hard work. But the reward is that you are now able to do things that other people cannot do. For example, you can take that picture that you see daily of this path to a cross and say, okay, but Lord, I cannot carry that cross.
Yeah.
But what I can do is I can put the hurt of kids in some vehicle and sit a mile away and pull it and say, it might be too heavy for you, but I'll help you carry. I'll help you pull. I'll help you whatever you need.
Mm.
I'll do that. And yeah, I think that is what inspires me, and it challenges me. I mean, it looks like fun, but it's also a great inspiration story. So yesterday I was at a high school, and I said to the kids, I've trained 24 years to now go and pull a vehicle for a world record attempt, which is going to take me roughly 9 to 15 seconds.
Wow.
If you don't put in the 24 years, you don't get the 9 to 15 seconds. So without hard work, you're not going to get
there. For how long?
Well, I've been training for the last 24 years. I didn't want to start training too early. I know I only look 25, but I'm not.
Yes, you do.
So I started training. I actually waited longer than most. I waited until I turned 18.
Mm.
And yeah, 24 plus 18 is 42. I'm 42. And I waited for, because I see a lot of boys start training in primary school already, and you're hurting yourself. It's no point in that.
Yeah.
So I waited until I really saw, okay, now all these other oaks are bigger and stronger, and then I started training. And if you then break it down like that, again, it allows me, because it's not about me, it allows me to break it down to a child to say, you want your name in lights, that's fine. But first the 24 years, first the hard work. And once you put in the hard work, and that, as much as I would like to claim that little piece of wisdom, I actually saw Usain Bolt said that. I can't remember the years, but he said, I trained so many years to run less than 10 seconds.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, dude, that is absolutely inspiring.
Mm.
Because nobody sees the training. When I played rugby, I hated training. I wanted to play the games. I play a game every day.
Yeah.
Oh, but training was hard. It was tough.
And that's what you need.
Unfortunately,
yes. To succeed on the field.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So now you have set a world record. It's coming, and you'll be pulling the radio pulpit. What kilograms are a radio pulpit?
I've got no idea what your vehicle weighs, but it's normally, depending on if it's the same one that was at one of our golf days, we're talking about just over 2 to 3
tons.
I think
it's the same one.
And that's when it's empty.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down. I'm not going to use my legs at all. And the symbolic gesture behind that is when you are abused as a child, it feels like you don't have legs. Where do I go? It feels literally like you're running on a treadmill. I need all this help, but I'm going nowhere.
Mm.
Everywhere I'm asking for help, I'm in the same place.
Mm.
So that is the symbolic behind sitting down. And then I'm also going to only use a single arm.
Mm.
I'm not going to use both my hands.
Mm.
Why? Because, see, when I've got two hands, the Bible says the same in Proverbs. That was actually when I was married.
Mm.
Part of that is, you know, two is better than one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to use two hands. I'm representing the, in inverted commas, the disability of being hurt and abused and neglected, where I'm alone. Nobody wants to help me. That what I had, like my legs, are completely taken away from me. The fact that I still then had an able upper body is taken away from me.
Mm.
I'm going to make it as difficult and as impossible as possible.
Mm, mm, mm.
And then say, okay. And the thing is, once I pull with one arm and I'm here, I don't have another arm to now take over.
Mm.
Now it stops and I have to regroup and start again. So I'm not only going to pull it once, I'm going to pull it 3-4 different times. It's not like I can build momentum. And but that's all about being symbolic of how that goes. Because a lot of people, I mean, as I was in studio, this is personal, but I mean, nobody knows the person. So a lady asked me last night, I'm being abused at home. So I said to her, I phoned everywhere between schools on my way to studio. Got her a place of safety for tonight. But now it's hard work. Must I really leave my husband? Sure. Yes, lady. You had to make a decision. And it is hard. And it's going to feel like it's step by step. So I've left him. Stop. Now I've got a place of safety. Stop. Now I'm not in a room on my own with my daughter. I'm in a room with four other people. It's difficult. It's not nice. Stop. Now I go to court. Stop. Now I get a protection order. Stop. Now I can go to an attorney or to legal aid to start divorce. Stop. It is a step-by-step, stop-by-stop process. And we want to symbolize that to make it visible. Because one of the amazing things with kids, I said to them this morning, how many of you go to a stranger and show them your photos and videos on your phone? None of us. Okay, who's got Instagram? All of us. 2 billion strangers. Kids, you've got 2 billion strangers.
Of course,
of course. So we want to symbolize that. Not just say it. We want to symbolize it and show it so that people can say, that's tough. Yes, it is tough. But it's not about me. It's not about the people inside. It's about making it tougher, but at the same time saying, you know what? We'll never let you struggle alone. And I'm going to struggle. I must struggle. That's part of the journey. But that's also part of the victory.
Sure, Danny. So this is what inspired you to pull the radio pulpit vehicle for and set that record? How? Yeah. What is the record?
Well, currently for a single arm, we did a record last year for 5 tons. And I can't remember exactly what technicalities they had or did not have in terms of what the vehicle weighed. So now this year we're going to pull the same weight and vehicle, plus adding people inside. So we're aiming 10 people, well, depending on obviously the people that win, which is, sounds very exciting. I got excited by that advertisement until he said to me, that's you.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a lovely idea.
Oh, you thought you'd be also one of the passengers.
I wanted to WhatsApp to sit inside. So it depends on who wins, but I'm aiming to pull between five and 6 tons.
So, Danny, what are some of the issues that young people face that you and your team are hoping to bring to our attention with the event as well? And where can some of these young people find help?
Okay, so fatherlessness is a big one. A lot of our kids are not growing up with fathers.
Yeah.
Because they're not growing up with fathers, they sometimes, and most instances, grow up with unhealthy relationships with men. A boy might not have a physical or romantic relationship with that older man, but he's then open to join in whatever activities that older man is part of. So if he's in a gang, guess what? That boy who's now inspired by this male figure or this father figure will do. Girls are dating then way above their age. So fatherlessness is one big one. We've got parents that unfortunately, due to many reasons, including COVID, lost their jobs and have now moved in with grandparents. Now these people or young adults or young parents get addicted to substances. So that's one of the things that our kids suffer. Our kids get exploited. We had a case not too long ago where a child was picked up for weekends. So parents were renting out their child to older men for weekends. And then those older men could do with those young kids or those young girls whatever they wanted, which is very heartbreaking. Cell phones, safety on cell phones, teenage pregnancies, self-harming, teenage suicide. There's so many things that are now, unfortunately, in our children's place. And we find that our kids have nowhere to go for help or assistance. And if you don't know where to go ask for help, you're going to try and sort it out yourself. It's also not conversations we're having. So parents, unfortunately, are a problem. They're a problem because they don't know how to speak to their kids because they don't know what their kids are busy with because they... in their own little worlds, in their own little mind in terms of where they are. So it's so important that we as parents have conversations with our kids.
Sure.
When I speak to parents, I had a parent talk last night. I always ask them, how many of you, when you were youngsters, spoke to your mom and dad about pornography? So if you can't tell mom and dad that you're watching pornography daily, how are you going to get help for the problem? Because it's not conversations we're having. We're not comfortable
you
to have
to
this.
You need to open up.
100%. Teenage pregnancy. We had a girl a few weeks ago at a high school that shared with us that she was pregnant and very scared of mom's reaction to that. So she was busy raising money to get an abortion. Not at a safe clinic. To get an abortion around the corner somewhere, somebody quoted her 500 Rand for the abortion. And I sat with her and I said to her, and I explained to her pros and cons both sides. And I said to her, and again, it doesn't mean I'm right. I just wanted to show her the other side. You're going to always wonder. And you're going to one day be my age, which is in your 40s, and you're going to think, what if? So maybe we should create a safe space where you can have a chat to mom. So that you can take an informed decision and not just a hasty one for the short term. Because when you're a child, sometimes you live like this. It's now Monday, it's now Tuesday, it's now Wednesday, it's now Thursday. You don't think about the fact that if I use drugs today in 20 years,
what
my body
effects,
parts
what
are going to
happen
struggle.
With me.
100%.
Sure. Danny, let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more. And family, you can be involved. I mean, you are part of this on the 19th of September. Maybe you can be part of the 10 people sitting in the car that Danny will be pulling.
Imagine a man pulling a vehicle with his bare hands. What's the twist? You're sitting inside of it. That's right. Radio Pulpit is giving you the chance to be one of 10 lucky listeners to be pulled by a strong man while you sit inside the Radio Pulpit vehicle. On the 19th of September, you'll be joining us for a Strongman World Record event. To stand a chance of being one of the 10 lucky passengers, simply send a WhatsApp text with the word passenger, followed by your name and surname to 082-657-2729. As a passenger, you'll be supporting the Radio Pulpit I Am Youth and Child Protection Hotline mission to raise awareness and give guidance to children facing all kinds of challenges. Together, let's encourage hope.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That was Pascal Yav, Settle Down My Soul, 23 minutes just before 2 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I'm not alone. I'm with the CEO and founder of Child Protection Hotline, Danny, in the studio, the strong man. Now, Danny wanted to be a superman, and he saw that he can't. That job was taken. He wanted to also be James Bond. You know what comes into my head, Danny? It's Lochenberg.
Danny van Lucherberg. You know, he says it's James. He says what? It's Bond. James Bond. And so on the 19th of September, the strongman will be pulling the Radio Pulpit vehicle, and he will be setting a world record, and you can be part of the 10 who will be sitting in that car. But Danny, what is it about this world record event that makes you so confident that it will be impactful and achieve your desired outcome?
I think, what makes me confident about that is because we've been thinking for a while now how to symbolize abuse and being hurt.
And this is the simplest way.
And this is the easiest way to say, this is what it looks like when something is tough and you doubt yourself and you think, is what I'm going through really that bad? Is what is happening really that insane? And I'm going to allow people to take photos of that. sit in a vehicle and laugh at me. And at the same time, we need to make that picture visible. Because one of the things I've realized in the last 14 years in child protection is that child protection doesn't sell well. It's not something anyone really wants to get involved with until they're going through something or they went through something. And we need to show that so that people from the outside can look at that and say, you know what, these people need more hands. These people, for example, a company can come and obviously see that and say, yeah, Pulpit, you are making sure that an entire school with 1,000 kids has a counselor. We want to match that. We want to make sure there's another school that has that counselor available, that has that to happen. Because then people can see what's happening. At another school the other day, I pulled a vehicle and we allowed the kids to write on a piece of paper what's hurting them. And we pulled it for them. And then you read a child.
And how did it feel for the children after they've seen that, after you pulled?
They don't feel alone anymore.
Yeah, they know ons is nie alleen nie, maar.
And that's, again,
help is out there.
Path to the cross. You're not alone. You are not alone. There might be a time where it's like, feels like this, I cannot do this. But you're never, ever alone. And isn't that an amazing feeling?
Sure. And this is what God would want us to do. To be there, even for these little ones who are defenseless, who are exposed. And this is where Child Protection Hotline comes in. Oh, the cases that you handle. I was just asking, and I need you to respond to this question as like to the Radio Pulpit family as well. I'm wondering, how do you keep that to you and God? It's between you and God, and it ends at work. You don't take it with when you're going home, and it doesn't like really affect your whole life, but you know that I have helped and you are delighted to see the outcomes and the results. But the pain, how do you not carry it with you?
I think
because somebody might be listening and saying, I want to be part of the Child Protection Hotline and be a counselor there, but now they don't know there's a cost to pay. But now, how do you make sure that you don't carry it home with you?
I think it's about realizing it's not about you.
Right.
Then also see it the way I see it, and I can only speak for myself. If Daniel was in the lion's den, that was because he trusted God, he was faithful, he was disciplined, and he said yes to God and no to what was asked of him.
Yeah.
He then ends up in a lion's den. I can't take the lion's den with me because I asked for that lion's den. I knew I could get the lion's den. And that's the way I see it. This is what God gave me, and he said to me, do this, and I'm doing this. And then I also know that he allows me to completely switch off and say, now it's done. Now we need to move on to what is next. You cannot move on to what is next if you're stuck
if at you're 14
years
on.
Ago's
yes,
case.
Yes.
And unfortunately, and it might sound terrible to someone, but that is the only way that I'm coping and surviving.
Sure. Danny, now I understand that there's a competition for 10 Radio Pulpit listeners to be inside the Radio Pulpit pulpit vehicle on the 19th, right, of September is
correct.
You will be doing the pulling, as you will be pulling it. But how can then listeners participate in this competition, and what can they expect from the experience?
Well, I think...
Do I have to compete? Can I be the 11th one?
You are more than welcome. You are absolutely more than welcome.
Yeah.
Just don't bring too many other people. I think what they can expect is to meet a team of, mm-hmm. of humble people mm-hmm. that really want to make a difference. And I do hope and pray that the people that win might either have a story, and that's why they entered, and they don't have to share that story, but they can just, in that moment, mm-hmm. in that moment of the pulling, say, there goes my burdens. Because mm-hmm. they're carrying, they might not have the words, and they might not know the story, but by them doing this, I can actually feel them taking it away and helping. And I do believe they're going to have some fun, because it's apparently, because I've pulled vehicles with people in before, mm-hmm. Given from IM Youth took me to a school in Hammanskraal, and he made me pull a vehicle there with some of the kids in it, and the kids loved it. They said it's an amazing feeling to sit there, and then it starts, and then it goes, and it's like, what? Yeah. That oak is sitting there, and he's doing this? Mm. So it's going to be an amazing experience. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And I do hope and pray that the people that enter and win also wants to, like, hey, this is so much bigger.
Let's take a family member on the line. I hope this one is for us before I let you go. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. How are you, sister?
I'm good, Babunkosi. Welcome.
Amen, amen. How are you, my brother?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. This is Bongile Lentolo Mfowethu ekayenzayo. Ngithrowele enye picture. Ukuthi yena udonsa imoto egiveze abantu ngaphakathi.
Yes.
Lento leni ngithrowele ipicture yomzali.
Yeah.
Othwele ingane.
Yeah.
Ezingabazi ubunzime kabudonsayo.
Yeah.
Zona ezihleli emotweni zijabulile, uzikherile, ziye esikolweni, zifuna yonke into, uyazenzela. Mara zibazi ubunzima obuthwelwe lo mzali wakhe.
Yeah.
Bunzima nokuthi zi-appreciate le nto, ngoba azibazi lo bunzima obuthwelwe lo mzali.
Yo. Wow, thank you so much. Well, he says you're painting a picture in his mind of a parent who's pulling at all stops to make things work for their children who are just sitting there and enjoying all the fruits that come as a result of what the parent is doing in their lives without them having to struggle.
He sees exactly the
spot
picture
on.
We're trying to paint. So I'm sitting normally on ground that's uncomfortable. It's either cold or hot. It's all of that. But the person inside, it's not. And how many times do we as parents carry that burden for our kids so that they don't know? You know, when you're on your last 10 rand, how many times have we given our kids a nice slice of bread with some margarine
on. You yourself
and you go hungry, but they don't know because it's not about you in that moment. And so, well done, sir. You have 100%. That is the picture. 100%.
Sure. Danny, thank you so much for coming through and talking to us about this. I can't wait to talk more with the Child Protection Hotline. But now for family members who want to know more, who want to get involved, either way, how can they get in contact with the Child Protection Hotline?
We've actually now made it so easy. So our normal website is childprotection.co.za, but there's a lot of pages. So we've made it easy. If you've got a few, but let's use two. Mm-hmm. Children, then the number 365.co.za, mm-hmm. or Afrikaans, kinders, mm-hmm. 365.co.za. Mm-hmm. There's only one page on both those websites.
Okay.
That page gives you our child protection number and whatever queries
Everything.
You've got. And the second number there is, guess what? Our counseling number with IM Youth and Radio Pulpit.
Yes.
And we have massive traffic because the kids, it's easy to remember this email address or website. Mm-hmm. It's all of that. There's no nothing. Two numbers. You can WhatsApp either one of them and you can have a conversation.
All righty then. Thank you so much. I do remember, family, it's children. 365 kinders, Drisa's fave. And you will get all the information on Child Protection Hotline. And yeah, don't miss out. The 19th of September, Danny will be pulling that car. Be part of this awesome, awesome venture. And let's show our kids that we care. Let's come out in numbers and in support of this awesome event, The Strongmen. Thank you so much, Danny.
Thank you so much. It's always amazing to be with you.
Imagine a man pulling a vehicle with his bare hands. What's the twist? You're sitting inside of it. That's right. Radio Pulpit is giving you the chance to be one of 10 lucky listeners to be pulled by a strong man while you sit inside the Radio Pulpit vehicle. On the 19th of September, you'll be joining us for a Strongman World Record event. To stand a chance of being one of the 10 lucky passengers, simply send a WhatsApp text with the word passenger, followed by your name and surname to 082-657-2729. As a passenger, you'll be supporting the Radio Pulpit I Am Youth and Child Protection Hotline mission to raise awareness and give guidance to children facing all kinds of challenges. Together, let's encourage hope.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.